welcome back to another episode of Catch You on the Flip Slide. I am Ashley, and I am here with my friend and co-host, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm swell.
I've missed you.
Yeah. I still pull up your address on Maps to get here. Because it's one of those things, like, I know a few people that live in this area, and so I just always mix up the addresses.
Yeah.
So when I pulled it up, it was just like, you were here 4 weeks ago. And I was like, has it been 4 weeks
already?
Oh,
my God.
That is
wild. It really been 4 weeks?
Lord Google knows all.
I'm terrible.
Google doesn't lie.
Also, for anybody listening to this episode, you might be like, oh, wow, Catch You on the Flip Side is back. Mm-hmm. We took a hiatus for the Actors Guild strike and the Writers Guild strike. And you might have been thinking like, hey, in that downtime, I bet you guys banked like a bunch of episodes ready to go.
One would think.
You're wrong.
Yep.
We have a couple. We have a couple that you're ready to hear.
Yeah.
And then this one that we're doing right now.
Yeah. So this is the third one.
Yeah.
Because we have two banked, which was a two-parter. So honestly.
And it's a huge two-parter. It was pretty heavy, whatever. But I think it's been like 6 months or something.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
I don't know. If you know any of my other podcasts, you know at this point that I am never on any kind of regular schedule.
Me neither. No.
If you just know me as a person, you know I'm never really on any kind of schedule.
No, yeah. And I'm a terrible friend in person when it comes to scheduling. No, it is. I was supposed to go see that Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Oh, yeah.
With a friend. Uh-huh. We were like, oh, yeah, we're going. Mm-hmm. Got our tickets, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I set up plans with another friend, forgetting about that plan.
Yep.
That I was like, oh, yeah, I'll totally be there to help support you.
Yeah.
And then I set up plans with a third friend for the exact same day at the exact same time where I'm like, don't worry, homie. Yeah. I got your back.
Right.
And then the first friend was like, you ready for Five Nights at Freddy's? And I was like, what?
When's that?
I have to help this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I got a message like 20 minutes later, like, oh, the other person I was supposed to help. I need a better calendar system.
I have like I'm going to show you really quick my calendar. I have literally, I unlock my phone and it's right there.
Oh, that's smart.
And this is what my calendar looks like.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's very full.
Tell Cynthia I said what's up.
I will.
I miss her. Well, I was just talking about her last weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell her tomorrow when I have dinner with her on my schedule.
We were talking. I was talking about how much I miss her.
Yeah. Like I was talking shit about her. Tell her I said, hey.
No, but there was shit talk. It came about because we were talking about this bar that we used to go to back in the day. What was the name?
Monsterland?
No, Spirits? Yeah, I think it was called Spirits.
Spirits.
It was like out in AJ. But we used to be able to go and like get hammered for cheap.
Yeah.
And one time, Cynthia, we were there and she was sitting in the bar and we were taking, doing shots and stuff. And she threw up at the bar.
Oh, wow.
Sitting at the bar. She was like, what? And the bartender's like, did you just throw up? And she was like, no.
No.
What are you talking about? It was like pushing her puke in both.
Jesus.
Anyways,
yeah,
well, I got that part, but it was fun.
Good times.
I miss her. She's
who
good,
among us has not thrown at a bar?
Yeah,
I know I have.
My 21st birthday, they ordered me a bunch of like gross shots, like right as we got there.
Yeah,
I hadn't drank anything. They gave me a stoplight. You know what that is?
No,
I don't even know what it's in it, but it's green and yellow and red, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I took it, threw up immediately.
Yeah,
and they're like, "You gotta get out of here." I was like, this is my first drink I've ever had at a bar. Anyways.
That sounds awful. Mine was, have you ever heard of a Running Naked?
No. Well, yeah.
A drink.
Not
running
drink,
naked.
No.
Okay, yeah. You're like, oh, drink? No, no, I haven't.
The other thing I do all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
Every New Year's.
New Year's. Hey. So a Running Naked. Content warning for anyone. We're talking about alcohol. For anyone who's sober. Living that sober life. So anyway, so a Running Naked has like Blue Moon and some other alcohols in it, but it's a drink and it's called a Running Naked because it'll fuck you up. So there's also something called a Bear Fight, which one of my friends that was stationed in Alaska in the Army, there is nothing to do in Alaska except drink.
Yeah.
So he came back with a wealth of knowledge on weird drinks. So there's one called a bear fight, which is where you take a Jaeger bomb and an Irish car bomb.
Oh,
back to back.
Man.
Yeah. So
I like that.
I got those from two different people, and me, in my infinite wisdom, and hey, let's try this. I was like, what about running naked from a bear fight? So, so it was a, you have to take the two shots and then chug the running naked.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yikes. So I remember doing them, and I remember it was for my birthday. So I was like all done up, and my friend just looks at me and she goes, you are too pretty to vomit. And so I was just like, you're right. So I didn't. But that was a close call.
Way to rally.
And then I don't remember anything after that. So
yeah.
That'll do it.
That will do it.
Yeah. Anyway, did you see the trailer came out for Madam Web?
I did see that.
That looks like chaos.
It does.
And it's from the person who did Morbius, so you know it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Mobius.
So I was like, but speaking of...
train wrecks.
train wrecks. No. But also it's, you know, multiverse and Spider-Man.
No, it's totally multiverse. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man, yes. There's a bunch of that going around right now.
Yep.
I was trying to think, like, what I've been watching lately so that we could, like, cover that like we normally do.
Yeah.
It's all multiverse shit.
Loki.
Yeah. Did you watch Loki?
I've watched the first two episodes of Loki. I haven't finished it yet.
Okay, no spoilers, but... Loki gets very multiverse. What was the other one that I was just I'm playing the new Spider, or I beat the new Spider-Man game.
Congratulations.
It's multiverse adjacent.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What was the other one? I had one more that I was like, oh, Invincible.
Oh.
Have you ever watched Invincible?
I have not, but I have a story about the comic.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I want to hear that.
Okay.
I love Invincible, the comic and the show.
Uh-huh.
The new season of the show just started coming out, and there's a whole multiverse angle to that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I was just finishing Gen V, so I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Basketball.
Oh, yeah. Basketball, yeah, for sure.
Obviously.
What's your Invincible story?
I think I may have actually, because I think we've talked about this before, so, but... Corey Walker is one of the people who created Invincible, and he's from here. He lives here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's me and my friends, Dee Dee, Deanna, and yeah. So we always used to get together and play Artemis.
Dude, I bet he's got to be such a good DM. Is he not a DM? He's a DD?
From Dee Dee, like Deanna Turley, Dee Dee is her
name.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about like he was.
No, we'd get together and play Artemis.
Yes, which is
nerdier. Then D&D is. It's real life Star Trek.
But not even real life.
Yeah, it's a LAN party. I used to do LAN parties, really is what it is. So everyone gets their laptop.
Mamre Alpha. Shout out. Go listen to the past episodes. They're awesome.
Yeah. We actually might have more coming out.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'm like, nothing's been released in like a year, and I'm really excited about that. But anyway, so Corey used to come over and play Artemis with us, and he was always the helmsman, and he would drink and fly the ship backwards. That was something you could count on every time, is that helmsman Walker. I'm like, why did we give someone with the name Walker control over flying the ship? First of all, we should have known this was coming. But yeah, I didn't know that he was like an artist. And we were talking about Phoenix Comic Con coming up, and he was like, yeah, I'm going, you know, art, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then I was looking at the like featured guests, and there's his face, and I was like, oh, you're like an artist, like you like they asked you to come, you're not paying them to go.
Yeah, there's like, a difference.
So that's fun.
Also, speaking of that, so I don't know what your involvement is for Phoenix Comic Con this year, but I am, I guess, in the running. Like I had to fill out this whole packet. Actually, I have it on the whiteboard.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
It just says Comic Con.
That's the only thing
tiny
on the whiteboard.
Letters in the far corner.
Because I had to remind myself to do it. Last year, I did the cosplay contest and a couple stand-up shows, and they wanted me to host a couple things this year, so I had to like fill out this whole thing and do a video, whatever. So I haven't heard, but I'm hoping that I have even more to do at Phoenix Comic Con this year, because I love it every year.
I like to go and not enjoy the con is what I want to do. Yeah, I've actually been at two conventions in the past month. That's also part of my busyness that I've done. The first one was UwuCon.
UwuCon.
It's an anime.
I bet
convention.
The body pillows were fucking crazy.
So much everywhere. I am not particularly into anime.
Mm-hmm.
A weeb, as they say. I'm into the culture now. I know what it's like, but I do like the Studio Ghibli movies, so there's that. So I cosplayed as Kiki from
nice.
Kiki's Little Sisters. It was very cute. With my short fucking hair. It was really easy. So that was fascinating. I learned a lot by just watching
learning.
So yeah. There was that. But we had a booth there for Very Awesome Girls. And then I was at TuskCon this past weekend, which is the longest running sci-fi convention in
Tusk.
I think the Southwest.
Oh.
TuskCon, so like Tucson, but they...
Oh, I thought you were saying like Tusk, like that Kevin Smith movie where he made Justin Long a walrus.
So the special effects makeup artist for that, Robert Kurtzman, was there.
Not Kirkman. From
Kurtzman.
Invincible.
Yes, different. Yeah, small community, it seems like.
Nice,
so,
yeah.
He was there, so it was fun. But
oh, real mm-hmm. quick, speaking yes. of multiverse stuff, though,
yes.
I wanted to show you this.
Mm-hmm.
One of my coworkers... Got me this. It is the special edition box for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, that's so cool.
So the DVD is an Everything
wow.
bagel.
Oh, yes, it is.
And it comes with
oh my gosh,
all this stuff. Like this is a flip book of Evelyn as all the different Evelyns.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Here's a dry cleaning receipt.
Yeah, I saw that over there too.
This is, I think, my favorite. Oh, not that one. Hold on. So we have the instructions on
yeah.
how to use the device.
Uh-huh.
And then on the inside, the divorce papers.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Just really cool. And
that's
it was
really
totally
cool.
random. Like, one of mm-hmm. my employees was just like, hey, I saw this and thought of you. And,
yeah,
it's just filled with, like, this great poster and dry cleaning receipts.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm super stoked on it.
One of my coworkers, the day after I got my hair butchered off of my head. I work in a machine shop, so it's with a bunch of dudes, right? So
and they're like, did you have an accident?
Right. They're like, bro, what happened to your head? And I was like, I know, bro, right?
Safety first, guess.
Right. It's like, it wasn't wearing its safety glasses. Put on your safety glasses. That's what happened. But the next day I came in to a little ghost candle holder sitting on my desk, and it says, hopefully this will help lift your spirits. And I was like, oh, that's so clever.
Also, it's just nice.
Yeah. I was like, that was really nice. But that's my coworkers did that. So, but that's pretty cool too.
Yeah. I was super stoked. Especially yeah. I was having a shitty day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was mad at him.
Oh. You're like, I can't be mad at you now.
And he was like, hey, I got this for you because I thought of you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but you're still...
Right. Thanks, but I still hate you.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yep. So, we mentioned that the last time I was here, 4 weeks ago, we were filming.
I can't believe it's four
filming.
Weeks
ago. We were recording.
Yeah. Exodus Part 2.
Yeah, which was a really heavy episode. And so I'm excited to get those out for everyone to listen to.
Yeah.
This one was like... the weakest follow-up to
I agree it's not the best episode, but they do try.
They're good tryers.
Occasionally to, mm-hmm. to reference the last episode that was heavy and how it is affecting things now.
Yeah.
But they're moving so fast, they can't really touch on it much.
And it's like the acting quality just went so badly
yeah,
down.
It
I was
feels
like
it was
hell?
Like right before a holiday break.
Yeah, and they're just phoning it in.
Yeah. I got Thanksgiving on the brain. We're, mm-hmm. we're getting it out of here. Yeah.
So this was season 3, episode 18, which I thought the last one was a finale. That felt very
final. Turns out, mid-season finale.
Yeah. So in the era of streaming, we don't really have to deal with mid-season finales. But that wasn't even... That didn't have mid-season finale energy. That had, like, season finale energy.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised that there was more of season 3 left. But.
Also, it's crazy to think that, like, the shows that we're watching now, mm-hmm. you get, like, 6 episodes in, and you're like, oh, this is the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're on season 3, episode 18.
Yeah, and there's, like, 26, so.
That is crazy in today's context.
Yeah, they don't do, like, that was old Star Trek. Even new Star Trek, you get, like, you know, 10 to 12 episodes.
Also, I'll bring it up later, but... In that same era, I believe, is like Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
there's some very like Buffy-esque things going on.
Actually, I think I know the exact scene that you're thinking of because I was just like, is that Mr. Pointy? Like,
so. Also, it's just like the length of the series. There's so many like episodes where you're like,
yeah,
well, this is a filler episode.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, is Joss Whedon directing Sliders now? Like, yeah, that's really weird. Yeah. So anyway, so getting into this episode, because I know that you've got stuff to do.
No, I don't have stuff to do.
Yeah, like, I have nothing to do. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just here to enjoy this with you.
Indeed, yes. So they slide in and...
Well, we start off before they slide in.
Oh, yes.
We're in a hippie bus.
We are in a hippie bus.
With a hippie.
Post-apocalypse world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's just chilling, being a hippie, and all of a sudden his generator on his bus starts to go out.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he's getting attacked by zombies.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah. Which I was just like, oh, there's just some people running around because zombies don't go that fast.
Well, yeah. And they were just like diving through windows.
Yeah. They were like, just people who were being assholes.
Yeah.
They weren't zombies. Like, these are just, these are bad people. Is what
I knew immediately. I was like, oh, we're on zombie planet. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
This hippie is going to die.
Yeah. By a zombie.
Some zombie is going to have patchouli breath. Right.
Someone took the brown acid. This is what happened. This is what happens. This is why they warned you against it. But yeah. So it's zombie planet. They carry him off and then they're just like looking in his bus to find out his snacks.
Yeah.
Stash. I don't know. So then they slide in. You see the
Scooby
awesome
snacks.
Scooby snacks. You see them sliding in and the amazing graphics going through the wormhole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As always, A++. So mm-hmm. good. And they get spit out. And when they land, Q's pissed about how they landed. Like, he's just being really shitty about it.
Yeah.
And he sits up like a zombie.
Yeah, yeah. Very much like a zombie. Yeah. And he says, I don't want to talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I bet you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I just never want to see anybody watch us slide again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maggie, who's now tagging along.
Yeah.
She's our new member.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought you didn't want to talk about it. I'm like, this is your first fucking line as a series regular?
Yes. Uh-huh. I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
I had a real problem with her this episode.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because again, know your role. Stay in your lane, ma'am. Yeah. Like, just, yeah. So we'll get to that.
Yeah. Newbie.
Yeah. I was like, this is your first episode. Yeah. But yeah, so they landed. He's mad about it. Doesn't want to talk about it, but then he talks about it. And then Wade, like, steps in some...
People. She steps in person.
She steps in, like, Jello person.
Yeah, and she's like, ew.
It was like brains or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and as they're looking at that, this person who was laying down dead-ish gets up and bites Q on the leg.
To be fair, that's what zombies do.
It is what they do.
They lay around dead-ish and
it's
bite
true.
People.
Yeah. But these zombies are like so fast and furious and not
that one.
That type.
He was a lay in wait kind of zombie.
Yeah.
And he gets Quinn right on the leg.
He does. But Quinn is okay. So Quinn is wearing jeans because this is the time where jeans were a very popular pant form. And I've heard before that like rocking a double denim in the zombie apocalypse is probably the way that you're going to make it through. Because have you ever tried to bite through denim?
Oh, yeah. Especially two layers.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be hot, but you're safe.
But that's why I was just like with jeans. You even just a pair of jeans, you can't bite through that.
Not easily. I mean, you might be able to bruise a leg, but you're not going to puncture a leg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tearing through that is going to be really hard.
His jeans are fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like, oh, they just like chomped on him, but it didn't get him.
No, turns out it did. They all gather around a fire barrel, like a bunch of homeless.
Yeah, yep.
And Q's like, ah, that guy really got me with this.
Yeah.
Bite
He's like, oh, my leg.
I got its full dental records on my leg right now. Mm-hmm. And they like see another body that's got like bite marks on it. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, what's this about?
Yeah.
Well, why does no one automatically just go, I bet it's zombies.
Right.
I bet this is zombie planet. Everything about where we're at, what we're looking at, the things that are happening.
Yeah.
It all screams zombie.
Big time. And that I even said that. Do they not have zombie movies?
I guess. Yeah.
I'm like, this is very much zombies. So,
well, and they might not have zombie movies, but right after that, Maggie makes a joke about how this is a big, or no, I'm sorry, Wade makes a joke about how this is a bad Roger Corman movie.
Yeah.
And then Maggie's like there's a good one.
Right.
So they have Roger Corman movies. You would assume that they have.
You would think.
A zombie movie. You don't have, Romero movies.
Yeah, right.
What are you doing?
Right, yeah.
But you have Roger Corman movies.
Yeah. You name one Roger Corman movie.
The Fantastic Four.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to look it up and then I forgot. And now that you're mentioning it, I was just like, what's one of... Yeah, nope, that's...
He's like a body horror dude for most of his stuff. He's got like a lot of body horror stuff.
Stuff that Robert Kurtzman probably would have worked on.
Bring it and stuff around. That Robert Kirkman references.
Yes, perfect. It's this little basket. It's a tiny basket of references for this episode. And we're just pulling them out, just one after another. On the last planet, because Maggie's pissed that she doesn't have her gun.
Right.
Because she's Army Barbie. And she said, she's sniping at Wade about it. Like, she's getting pissy with Wade, saying that Wade, like, threw her gun away or something.
Yeah.
Because Wade's a hippie.
And Wade's like, I didn't touch your gun. Right. She's like, well, somebody touched my gun, and I bet it was you, you fucking hippie.
Right.
You belong on a bus getting eaten by zombies.
And so Remy actually has to step in and tell her to cut it out.
Yes.
So, and she's just like kind of getting shitty with Wade. And then there's this whole thing about, well, you need to be nice to her because she just lost someone. And she's like, that's going to be how you get killed, blah, blah, blah.
You're weak.
Right.
Yeah.
She's really big on the weakness this episode.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Remy's like, hey, you know we're surrounded by, like, people that are watching us.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they walk up to this fence, and it says electric fence on it.
Yeah.
And Q's like, oh, I got to test it out. And he does the Jurassic Park fake electric fence gag, except for he drags it out way too long.
Yes.
Ugh, fucking.
Yeah, I was Quinn. Just like, he touches electric fence and is a dick about it.
Yeah.
But the fence appears to be off, and so Maggie goes full Army Barbie, jumps the fence.
Yep.
And then...
they're attacked.
Yeah, they're all going over the fence. Quinn's the last one. He gets attacked again. I'm like, well, he's already been bit, so...
Yeah, who cares?
If someone's going to get bit, it makes sense for him.
Also, once he got bit, I was like, okay, are we immune to the zombie virus? Right.
Because you're not from here. But I'm like, every zombie movie, every zombie show, there's always the person who gets bit and doesn't tell anyone. So at least he told people.
Yeah.
They just don't know what to do with that information.
But the group uses flashlights as defense to get away from the zombies.
Like lightsabers. And they apparently don't like light.
No, they probably hate lightsabers.
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
Yeah, that would be the worst for a zombie. So they go inside and they find a botany lab.
They sure do.
Where Maggie and Wade continue to bicker at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote, Maggie sees weakness in Wade. Wade snaps back. Maggie is being a total bitch.
Yeah, I put Maggie's a bitch. <Let's go. laughs> Because they go into the botany lab and they see all these plants. And so Quinn makes the joke of, this looks like... Benish, was that his name?
Oh, yeah. Billie Eilish?
Yes. It looked like Benish's room in college.
Yeah. I bet Billie Eilish was.
And Wade was like, maybe the drugs made everyone monsters. And I was like, Reefer Madness. Which is funny because actually this weekend I found a VHS copy
of Reefer Madness?
Bookman's, yeah.
Have you ever watched it?
I haven't, but now I have it. And so I'm gonna.
Dude, it's so funny.
Yeah. So
it's so dumb.
Yeah. So Reefer Madness. But, yeah, they're having this stupid power struggle, and I hate that, because that is something that they do in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, like, you can't have two women on the show without them hating each other.
Speaking of, Allie, my wife, watched this episode with me.
Yeah.
But she had not seen Exodus or Exodus Part 2.
Okay.
So she was just like, where's Gimli?
Aww.
Well, why is this lady here?
Yeah.
Why is she talking about her husband? And then I was like, I kind of explained it to her, and she's like, they really replace the professor with someone who looks almost exactly like Maggie with like the same haircut. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, like Wade, but with the same haircut and bigger boobs. And I was like,
yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Yes. And she's like, I hate this.
Yeah. I'm like, welcome to Star Trek Voyager when Seven of Nine came in to replace Kes, which, you know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
Seven of Double D.
Yes. Yep. So I hate it. And I'm just like, you just fucking joined this group. Like, you need to take several seats.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for so long. You just found, well.
And she's trying to run the show.
Yeah. She is, because she's, you know, military. Army, and so Barbie. Therefore, yeah. So I already don't like her.
Then all of a sudden, we see a woman run by. Mm-hmm. And the group is like, another woman? We got to find out what's going on here.
Collect all of the sets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Got to catch them all.
But earlier on, when Wade said she saw someone and they went in and they couldn't find someone, mm-hmm. Maggie's like, oh, maybe it's all in your head. And I was like, don't be a bitch, Maggie.
And then Maggie sees it and is like, oh, my God. It's,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah, of course.
Right.
The slide buds don't lie to each other. Said.
Yeah. And then so Wade goes, maybe it's in your head.
These two bitching at each other was super funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cool.
Yeah.
And I kind of hate it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, it is kind of funny that, like, mm-hmm. they're so, I don't know, what, do they both want to give Q a back rub that much where they're going to fight over each other? It's dumb. But
he has kind of the same hair, too. So exactly. I think it's just like the hair calls to hair kind
of situation. It's just a scale of cleavage at that point.
Right. So the
group takes Quinn, off after the alive woman.
Yeah, Quinn and Maggie take off after the woman. They find her, and she diagnoses them as uninfected because she shines a flashlight in their eyes. And so Maggie's like,
a flashlight attached to a shotgun.
Yes. And Maggie's like, can you not with that? Like, you see we're uninfected. And so they're like, okay. So we know at this point that everyone's infected and blah, blah, blah. So she runs out to the generator because it's starting to falter. And we know what happens when generators fail because of the hippie bus.
Yes.
So that was nice setup for this.
When the lights go down.
Yes.
The zombies come out.
Yes.
Luckily, you had Darla Dixon.
Yeah.
on the job.
Yeah. They didn't say her name until like 3/4 of the way through the show.
No, yeah, yeah.
And then they just started like, oh, Deborah. And I was like, who the fuck's Deborah? Like, you didn't say this from the beginning. It was just this also, woman that they...
I started writing Darla Dixon the first time she showed up. So when they said Deborah, I was like, really Oops. Missed an opportunity.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So she goes out and she's like, oh, the generator's failing, whatever. But it's almost daylight, so we're going to be okay. And then they meet up with the other slide buds. And Wade says, I'm really worried about my friend. He was bitten.
And then she's like, what?
Yeah. The person who she already diagnosed as uninfected by shining a light on him. She shines a light on and all of a sudden light fucks with him.
And he's fucked.
Yeah. And then she's just like, I knew it. You literally just said he was uninfected. You didn't know anything.
Yeah.
So
you made the wrong diagnosis and now you want to backtrack.
Right.
I've That's seen this before.
Yeah. You're going
to
get everyone
Welcome
killed.
To the American medical system.
So she explains that he's one of them now, and it's basically too late.
Yeah. And the group is like, done. No, we're going to get him to a different hospital, and it's going to be fine. And she's like, that other hospital, this is zombie world. What are you talking about? Everything's torn down. And they're like, look, we will fix your generator if you tell us where this other hospital is that is not going to actually do anything, but we're going to go there anyways.
Yeah. And then she tells Quinn to promise that he's going to come back. I'm like, you just said he's infected. He needs to get out of here. You need to kill him. It's too late for him. And then you're just like, okay.
But Darla Dixon's generator is going down. She needs help.
But why does she want Zombie Man to come back if she thinks he's going to kill her? Like, he's so that makes smart zero with sense.
Generators.
So smart with generators.
He knows generators like the football. Back of his hand.
Yeah. So I was like, ma'am, you don't make any sense, but okay. Mm-hmm. So, as they're walking, Maggie, because she agrees to go with them to this hospital.
Yes.
And so Maggie tries to make her give her her gun.
Yeah. She's like, you're going to want me to have that shotgun, not you, Darla.
Right. And she's like, no, the fuck I don't.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a trained soldier. And I'm like, she's literally been living here by herself for who knows how long.
Exactly.
And has survived just fine. So Maggie is just really good at inserting herself. She has the confidence of a mediocre white man at this point. She's like, I'm a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I want to do surgery. Like from the Barbie movie. I
played one on TV.
Right. I can do anything. Yeah, and I was just like, okay, cool with the confidence, but you need to not fuck with other people who clearly know better than you do.
Yeah.
That was one thing where I'm just like, what the fuck
is going
on?
It's a military mentality.
It very much.
It really is.
Yes. Yeah. So. Oh, so a guy runs by and hides as they go in and he
ends up walk into the Walking Dead hospital and then there's a dude who hides among the dead bodies.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
And then Darla starts looking around and she sees that Q his eyes have started to change and he's starting to get weak. And she goes, ugh, my boyfriend killed himself when he got to this stage.
Yeah.
And everyone looks at her like, what the fuck is your problem? Right.
Yeah. She's like, it's the best thing to do. But
I'd kill myself if I was you.
Yeah. And then.
That's a trigger warning.
Yeah. Quinn goes, I can beat this, Maggie. But I'm like, why does he say it to just Maggie? Why is he saying just to Maggie he can beat this as opposed to like telling Remy and
Wade, the like, two people you care about more than Maggie?
Right.
Also, Darla explains that she's immune.
Yeah.
She's like, my boyfriend bit me right here on the stomach and it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, that's cool. Anyways.
Yeah.
And they just move along. It's like, okay, well, if he got bit and you survived from getting bit,
right,
let's figure something out. And they're like, no, we're too busy walking through Walking Dead hospital.
Yeah. Don't dead open inside. Yes. So as they're walking and, you know, bragging about being immune and also him telling Maggie specifically he's going to beat this, the Heidi man pops out and attacks them. So he was one of the zombies. He was just hiding in the dead bodies because these zombies have brains for some reason and can logic stuff.
I think you have it mixed up.
Oh.
So fake dead guy hides and then another zombie pops out. Yeah, so fake dead guy is still hiding.
Okay.
But another zombie, like the one that bit Q, he pops up and he goes after Darla.
Gotcha.
And Darla gets tripped up, loses her shotgun.
Yeah.
Maggie grabs it, shoots the zombie, and the zombie flies back like on Buffy.
Yes, he did.
When they used to get like, they would get like kicked and all of a sudden they're like, oh!
Into the lockers. He had one of those like stunt wires.
Yeah, oh yeah. He had it was a wire back. Pull thing for sure.
Yes, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she saves Darla. Maggie saves Darla.
Mm-hmm.
And then Darla's like, you can keep the shotgun.
Yeah. Like, she was just like, do you want this back? Maggie did because she's fucking cocky as fuck. And she's like, no, you hold on to it. I'm like, no, give her back her gun. I don't want you to win.
No.
I don't want you to win at this because you're being awful.
No. Meanwhile, Q's like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. The virus. Get away from me. The acting on this fucking episode
is not good. It's so bad. It's so bad. Maggie is not a good. That actress is not a good actress.
No. And I actually, the only person who I think does a really good job this episode is Remy. Yeah. Remy's got a couple of moments where he really shines. But even Wade.
Yeah.
We'll get to it later. But she was fucking.
Yeah. And the doctor seemed to be okay when we get to him. But
yeah, although he had this giant mole on his face.
I was wondering what that was.
I could not. I was doing the
Austin Powers thing.
Yes. Moly, 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 moly. Actually, I was like, herpes.
No. I thought it was like a something to do with the sickness. Like he had some lesion or something.
I thought he was eating pudding and missed his face.
And it was just there the whole time and no one. They're like, well, continuity. We can't, like, we have him in a couple other shots with it. We can't clean it off now.
All the mirrors are broken in this hospital, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep. So they decide they're going to find a cure, Quinn and Maggie. And they tell the others to leave because Quinn is like, I'm full on going to Wolfman out and I don't want to hurt anyone.
I'm feeling not in control of my own faculties. The only person I want around is Maggie in a tank top.
Right. Yeah. Oh no.
Anything could happen, but it's not my fault.
Right. And then Wade is like, if he's gone too, there's nothing left to protect. Because Maggie was just like, just fucking go. He told you to go.
Yeah. He's trying to protect you.
Yeah. And then she's like, stuck with the self-pity. I'm like, do you guys want to argue some more? Do you want to have more like girl fight here? Or do you want to just... You know,
and Q's like, it's not about me dying. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they're gone, he goes, Maggie, give me 2 hours. And if I haven't found a cure, shoot me. And she's like, I don't shoot you. And he's like, that's the only reason you're here.
Yeah, that's why.
You're the failsafe.
Yeah.
And he makes a death pact with Maggie.
Yeah, because he knows that Maggie will shoot him.
Yeah, she wants to already.
Yeah, she's already said that.
You're my failsafe.
Yep. So they're in there, and he starts to kind of poke around on the computer because that's one of the other things he knows, like the back of his hand.
It's computers. Yeah.
And so he hears something outside, and so he runs out after someone. And when Maggie gets out and finally catches up with him, he's lying unconscious on the floor with a syringe in his leg.
Yes.
And I was like, that's generally not good.
No,
like,
yeah.
We just got through a whole story arc where someone would use syringes on people.
To and steal it was their faces?
Real yeah. bad, yeah.
Also, mm-hmm. there was this one time back in the day where I woke up with a needle in my leg. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good. That was also not good.
Then we cut to Remy has fixed the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And Darla Dixon is arguing with Remy and Wade about heading to the next hospital. She's like, you don't mm-hmm. understand. There's no point. It's dumb. Like, why would you even do this?
Yeah.
And so they're like, because we have a friend. Yeah. Do you know what having friends is like? We're no. going for our friend.
Yeah. And they're like, if you want your generator fixed, you need to give us directions. And so she gives them directions, and then they just straight up leave her there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I'm like, so you're not going with them. You're not going to, like, swing by and drop her off at her hospital. No, you're just going to, okay, just leave her there.
Good luck.
Yep.
It's daylight. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine for now.
The zombies don't like light because they have glow-in-the-dark eyes.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Why would you like light if you had glow-in-the-dark
True.
Eyes?
True, yeah.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. But this man that has found them.
Maggie and Q.
Maggie and yep, Q. Yep. So they're in a room together, and this man is there, and he's closed the door.
He is talking through the door.
Yeah. And he just out of nowhere is like, you need to cooperate with me to Maggie and give me your blood. Like, yeah. you need to cooperate with me and give me your blood.
Also, here's a vial under the door. Just give me your blood and everything will be fine. Right. Like, I'm pretty sure on what? Zombie planet and everybody's trying to eat me. So uh-huh. why would I give you just like a shot of my blood?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why is it in a shot glass? It's like one of those Jello shooters you can get at the bars. It's not even a real syringe. It's crazy.
And then Maggie's like, I'm not infected. You don't need to be afraid of me.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not afraid of you. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid for you.
For you.
And I was like, ah, oh, that's kind of mm-hmm. ominous. Probably yeah. the best line delivery of the whole episode, honestly.
Yeah, that one line is the best acting in the entire thing. So he's convinced that she has some sort of immunity. And she's like, I promise you I don't. I was not here.
Yes.
So that's why I'm not exposed. And he goes, but you can't know that. So just, you know,
give me your blood.
Because of reasons.
Stop being such a bitch. Just give me the blood.
Yeah. So as she's arguing with him about, you know, her blood's hers to not give him if she doesn't want to. Q wakes up and goes after her. So
yeah,
he wakes up. He's full zombie at this point. Runs after her. So then the doctor unlocks the door and Maggie gets out. And then they slam the door back away.
And then we go into a full info dump
yes.
from the doctor.
Yes.
About what's been going on here.
Yes.
Turns out Ozempic has yep. worse side effects than you thought.
Yep.
Did you put Ozempic too?
I didn't remember the name, but that's what I was thinking. So, yeah, it's a weight loss drug.
Yeah.
And so they were giving people these injections mm-hmm. of Ozempic, basically.
Yeah.
So it's a bacteria and the antidote were sold as a weight loss drug. But it makes them crave fat because he's just like, my fat cravings are down to only.
That would be American zombies. They're not looking for brains. They're just looking for
yeah.
fat.
Yep. I was like, these are keto zombies.
I don't care how much you've studied. I want that fat.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that until just now. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're keto zombies is
American
what it is.
American zombies
going
after fats. Embarrassed.
Yes. Uh-huh. So the doctor was like, yeah, I took it. Like, he also took the Ozempic.
Yeah.
And he was infected, but he contacted them because, like, the antidote wasn't working or whatever.
No, it was working. So he was I caught it immediately.
Yes.
And so I made an antidote. Uh-huh. But by the time I got to the good people at Ozempic.
Right. Don't sue us.
It was Ozempic does not cause zombie-like body functions. Right. Ozempic will not make your eyes glow in the dark.
No.
I feel like we need to do, like, a full.
Right. Full disclaimer reel.
If Ozempic has you feeling like you have an undesirable need for fat,
right.
please contact your doctor right. immediately.
For the antidote that they already have on hand.
That it does not work.
Yes, right.
Because the dude's still part zombie.
Yeah, he's slamming the antidote to keep him from fully turning, but he's always right there on the edge.
Yeah, and so. Maggie's like, well, why don't we try the antidote on Q?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
he'd need a lot.
Yeah, he'd need way more than it would take for me to just stay normal.
Right. Or, hear me out, I could just keep taking it.
Yeah. Look, it was his choice to take Ozempic. He knew the fine print.
Right. The warning was right there the whole time. So as they're getting all of the info dump on them, Remy and Wade get to the other hospital and they're walking, and Wade's a little shaky. Her light's not working. She's just like, I don't want to be here, whatever.
As you would be.
And then she gets attacked.
Yeah. And then she goes fucking full John Wick.
Yes, she did.
Well, I don't know John Wick. She just bludgeons some zombie in the head over and over and over.
With her flashlight.
Yeah, hardcore. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, shit.
So it went from a range weapon to a melee weapon.
Yeah, also you're like, this is pretty hardcore for a hippie.
Yeah, right?
She's going at him.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she gets done just destroying the skull of the zombie, she breaks down into tears and starts crying.
Yep. And Remy comforts her and hugs her and is just like, hey, it's okay. Yeah. Get your shit together.
I was like, Remy. It's a zombie. You're fine.
But it was like he was being so comforting, and then he was just like, you need to get it together. I'm like, I understand, because they are in zombie world.
Yeah, but I think the moment that pushes Remy to be like, hey.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out. And she's crying, and then she's like, I just feel like I'm losing everything to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And Remy's like, you mean Maggie?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you, Quinn, the professor's gone.
Yeah.
She's got bigger boobs, better hair. Why is her wardrobe always so revealing?
I don't understand. It's just Laura Croft over here.
The producers at Fox don't even want me on the show anymore.
Yeah, so she's having her, she's better than me in every way. And Remy goes, you know better than that.
Yeah, Remy's the man.
Yeah.
Remy's the only one on this episode that I was like, dude, that's my guy. Because he talks her down, but not in a condescending way.
Yeah.
He really like empathizes with her and then gives her the solution she needs without forcing the solution she needs.
Yeah.
Just like giving her his way of dealing with things and reassuring her that like she is a valued member of the group. And I just really loved how he didn't like placate to her. He like really worked with her.
He didn't placate to her, but he also didn't just brush her off.
Exactly.
Like he acknowledged the big feelings she was having and then kind of worked through it. And he was just like, she's military. Because that's another thing, is that Wade made a little snip comment about, he said something military related. She's like very sensitive to that now because Maggie's from the military. But he was like, I don't want to just survive. Like, this is our life.
I love that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like that too. I wrote that down because it's not just a matter of like, yes, Maggie would probably help keep them alive better, but they're doing okay on their own. And
they're not just trying to stay alive. They're trying to live their lives as crazy as those can be. The other line that he said that I really liked was he went, I bet part of you wants to lose us. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, because if you lost us, then there's no danger of the hurt of losing us like we just lost Gimli.
Yeah, I wrote that one down too.
I thought that was such a good line. I was just really, really happy and like on board for Remy and how he's been handling. Like, I feel like the more and more the series goes on, the more and more he is the heart of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Quinn obviously like drives a lot of the main plot, and Wade is obviously like the, you know, kind of the kinder eye, but especially with Gimli being gone, like Remy is the whole core. He's the glue for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's definitely stepping up in the absence of Professor Gimli. So they go into this lab, and there's this bag of stuff that they start to kind of look through to not have to bring the whole bag. So like, let's see what we should bring in here. Wade finds some research on the drug, because the other two learned from the doctor what it was, but they're figuring it out from reading research.
Yeah.
So they have that now. Remy gets attacked while they're doing this, and he shines the flashlight in the eyes, and they run off because he
knocks that zombie out with one punch because he's the man.
Yes, he does. And then he said, you're not going to bite anyone again. And I was like, you literally just punched him. He's probably not dead. You didn't pull a Wade with that flashlight. You just punched him.
No, Remy hit him so hard he knocked his teeth out.
Yeah.
He's going to be gumming people next time he tries to bite someone.
You're not going to get through denim on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they take the goods and go. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to Maggie with the doctor who's like, hey, doc, I know you're working on this antidote. We met this girl and she's immune from all this. Could that be helpful? The doctor's like, why are you just saying this? Like, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just thought of it.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are going to go to Quinn. The doctor is saying this is a really strong sedative. He'll be out for like 10 hours. So we'll just go and like, you know, get some of his blood for science or whatever. When they walk out the door, Quinn's just like chilling around the corner.
Yeah. And he's so sneaky.
So sneaky. And they go to get him and he's not in there. He like sneaks into the lab right behind them because he's been listening to all of this.
He's a sneaky zombie.
He is.
He's a sneaky zombie. Sneaky zombie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we got to Remy and Wade who roll up in their broken down Jeep.
Yes.
It's smoking out of every orifice it has.
Yes.
And completely dies on them. And so they get out to check the engine. And Wade's like, do you think you can fix it?
Before they even look at it, she's like, can you fix it? I'm like, he doesn't know what's wrong with it. It just broke down.
And then he just starts laughing.
Yep.
For like a while. Mm-hmm. He's just like, she's like, no, really? Can you? He's just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Girl. Oh, you crazy.
And then he's just like, it's okay because it's daylight now, but it's almost night. And he said, as skinny as you are, they're going to think you're one of them. I was like, dude, no.
He's just like, he's just trying to make jokes. So she's like, why are you laughing? He's like, because if I didn't laugh, I'd be crying.
Yeah. And
also they see an Ozempic billboard.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this billboard is right here.
Yeah.
Right now after all this.
And I thought it was funny that he's the laughing man instead of the crying man now. Oh. Because he was just like, I need to laugh so I don't cry. And I was like, you literally wrote songs about you crying, like lots of them. So, yeah. But yeah, so they take off to try and get somewhere before night falls because zombies.
Yeah.
Night zombies. Yep. Yeah. So night does fall and we are then back at Deb's place because we know her name is Deborah now.
Deborah Dixon.
Yes. Deborah Dixon.
And she's fixing your generators.
Yes. And zombies overrun it because it turns out that the generators are not fixed because Quinn did not come back in time to fix it.
But guess who's here?
Yes.
Zombie Quinn.
Zombie Quinn.
And they're being attacked from all angles by zombies. And Zombie Quinn jumps in and she's like, get out of here. What are you doing? And she's trying to load her shotgun.
Yeah.
But it's taking her way too long. And the whole time she's trying to load her shotgun, Q is putting two cables that were attached to something else where they need to go.
He's rerouting power.
Yeah, exactly. Zombie Q is just... fix the generators.
Right.
And she's like, oh my God.
Yep.
This zombie just helped me out. And then another zombie jumps the fence. And Q's like, well, now that the zombie Q, sorry.
Yeah.
Zombie Q's like, well, now that the generators are fixed, this is an electric fence. So he pushes the zombie into the electric fence, which I'm not sure if that would kill a zombie. I don't know the zombie logic on that one.
Yeah, because it depends on why they're zombies, right? Because some of them, it's like they have brain activity still, and that's why. But there's impulses.
Right, like, but would electricity shut that down? I mean, that's a silly question. Yeah. Never mind.
It's like, let's get into this one. Where this is where this is not believable. Everything else, I was with you until you electrocuted a zombie. That just doesn't make any sense. But yeah, so he gets the generator running by rerouting power. And then he's just like, blood. And asks Deb for blood.
He's like, blood.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, you fucking zombie.
Right. Yeah. But she does it, so I don't really understand why, but she, yeah. Oh, Wade's there, and Wade explains why, because he can't talk, because his tongue's all swollen
from the Ozempic. He's a good zombie.
He is, yeah, because he fixed her generator.
Right about this point on, was that Roku I was watching this on? It cut to a commercial. The commercial was for a weight loss drug. Get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah. Maggie and the doctor are together at, it cuts over to them in that hospital.
And they're talking about how they need to shoot Q.
Yeah, because the doctor was mad because she's like, he took my keys and he's going to come back in. He's going to kill us all. And she's like, I've shot people I liked a whole lot more than him. And I was like, that's
a weird flex.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I know that you're all about being Army Barbie and all that. That's not a normal military thing to shoot people you like.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
So, that's why I think
she is Gestapo Barbie.
Gotta be. Yeah. I was like, she's friendly fire Barbie, and that's not good.
And then the doctor's like, you know what's been really helpful for me in fighting off the zombie infection is caffeine, but that's illegal. So.
Yeah, that was Deb.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because she makes some tea for Q because Q's still there.
That comes up later, but the doctor was the one who says that caffeine is illegal.
Okay, gotcha.
But it helps the zombie process.
Uh-huh.
So Zombie Q heads off to get the antidote while Remy and Wade hang with Deborah Dixon. Oh, you're right. Deborah tells Remy and Wade that caffeine is good at fighting off the zombie process.
Mm-hmm.
So Zombie Q heads off for the antidote while Remy and Wade hang out with Deborah.
Yeah.
They have a little quick talk about how cool Gimli was.
Yeah.
Which is very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Deb and Remy are kind of hanging out, just the two of them. And he says, time heals all wounds, and it's just going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a big wound.
And you fucking put Maggie on as a Band-Aid?
I know.
Ugh.
That's awful. The bad choice. Yeah. So then Q does show up at the hospital and he gives the blood vial to the doctor and then promptly attacks him. He's like, here, take this. Yeah.
And then I wrote, the doctor gives Q the antidote while Maggie shows mad cleavage.
Yep.
Because the doctor was there with the needle over Quinn, and Maggie was just on all fours, pointed right at the camera.
Yep.
Yep. With her own antidotes.
Yeah, antidotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the doctor gives Q an old antidote, one of the old antidotes, because I was like, how does he have that done already? Like, because Maggie hits him with the gun to get him off of the doctor, and then the doctor's overdoing science, and he, like, out of a centrifuge, he pulls up this little tube, and it's clear, and he goes, we're close. I'm like, how do you know that by looking at just clear fluid in the thing?
Because
you have to test it.
You're a doctor.
You're a doctor, yeah.
You learned that in school.
Sorry, I guess I'm just learning too many bad things from Maggie, where I'm just assuming that I know better than the person who's been doing it this whole time. So, yeah.
Well, Q gets the medicine, and now he's no longer a zombie.
Yeah.
It's all fine. Barely an inconvenience.
Barely an inconvenience. And his eyes go back to normal.
And he goes, please get me some caffeine.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, on our planet, caffeine's not illegal, and it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So, as Maggie's trying to, like, play nurse to him, I guess, she has this moment where she flashes back to her husband's accident. And she talks about, he asked me to help him die, but I thought he was strong. And that was like, so she's talking about how her husband, who had a very active lifestyle, they were skiing, all of that. He becomes a quadriplegic and then, or a paraplegic at least. So his life is completely altered. And he's just like, you know, it would be better if I don't want to. That's not weakness. Like, I think there are a lot of people who would feel that way.
100%. I wrote, Maggie's husband was a cuck even in death.
Because
she is like, and it's not him, it's her. But she has this come to Jesus moment about her husband where she's like, you know, I loved him, but he was weak.
Yeah.
And you're not Q.
Right.
And it's like, the guy died yesterday.
Yeah.
Can you just have a moment for the dead?
Right.
He was your husband.
Yeah. Sickness and health.
I bet he didn't even want to go skiing, but you were like, I've never been to Telluride. You know what I mean? Like, disgusting.
It's really, this is the one thing I will say about this episode with Maggie, is it's almost like they're trying to give her depth with like it's like a fear of weakness there.
Yes.
That they're trying to kind of show, but they're doing a really bad job of it.
No, it just makes her look terrible.
Yes. She's awful. And then all of a sudden she has this breakdown and then she's okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I'm not a fan of the writing there at all.
Meanwhile, Remy and Wade are showing up to meet up with Maggie and Q.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in this courtyard. Q, Maggie.
Meanwhile, Darla Dixon.
Yeah, but Darla's playing lookout.
Mm-hmm.
So the group is like, oh, shit, there they are. They get reunited. And they're like, oh, yeah, have you met Darla Dixon? I'm like, where'd she go? And they run to where she is being dragged into a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And the group's like, I know what to do. Let's follow her into zombie sewer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when Maggie goes up to Remy specifically, when they're having their little regroup, and she said, you were right. Sometimes it's hard to handle things on the fly. And I'm like, so you're apologizing to him, but not to Wade, who you were a fucking bitch to.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, that's who you should be apologizing to, not Remy. Hey, that one thing that you said where you're just like, yeah, give her some slack. It's whatever. Yeah, you were totally right. Okay, well, then go apologize to her. She's literally 3 feet
away. Also, she makes that apology after they go, oh, my God, Q, you're still alive. And she's like, yeah, I was ready to shoot him.
Right.
And they go, is that a joke? And she's like, no, I was going to fucking shoot him.
In a heartbeat.
And everyone's like, oh.
Okay.
Okay. And then she goes, Remy, by the way.
Right.
Good advice.
Right. What the hell? Again, it's just the writing was so, it's just not good in this. So, So they go down into the sewer to. And
Maggie immediately, even after just saying like, ah, oh, Remy, you were right. She goes, let's leave her.
Yeah.
What do we need to save her? One person down. That's a pretty good number for what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then Remy's like, no way.
No.
Because he's the fucking man.
Right. Absolutely not. That's not what we're about. And then, so she's like, okay, well then give me the timer. And they're like, no. So she's like, let her go. And they're like, no, give me the timer. No,
no.
Good. Shut her down.
We're not
shut
listening to you.
No, you are new here. You are at the bottom of the pecking order here.
Yep. And the group takes off and they're like, we'll fight zombies. We'll fight zombies all day. So they start fighting zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maggie gets knocked down and it's kind of discombobulated while the rest of the group is killing zombies.
Yep.
Wade goes over and helps her up and goes, you're going soft.
Right.
Bitch.
I hated when Maggie did it, but when Wade did it back, it made me laugh.
Yeah, it felt great.
Because it's like, you know those people that are just shitty, and you want to have those zingers,
you
know? Oh, I
love those zingers, yeah.
And I'm just really glad that Wade was able to do it right then. Because usually it's, you know, 2 days later, you're like, fuck, I should have said this.
Yeah.
And Wade's like on it. She's got him. Yeah, so they end up rescuing her, Deb. And they get out, and they have like 10 minutes until they're going to slide.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then they're like, should we bring Deborah and the doctor with us? I'm like, oh, we should probably explain to you what's going on here.
Because the doctor's like, who are you? What's happening? What?
Deborah's like, what? So they kind of explain a little bit. And they go, look, if you're going to stay here, you're going to need a lot of vaxes.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need a lot of vaccine shots. You know what I mean? And part of the zombie population is probably going to be hesitant.
Right. But you can't make them do it. So.
I mean, in certain industries you can,
right.
But you really got to use their paycheck against them to get them to get the max.
Because they're not going to do it to, you know, help everyone around.
Exactly.
Them.
Exactly.
So,
Doc and Deborah kind of consider sliding for a moment. And then they both go, you know what? Probably better to just like fix our world instead of landing on Fire Planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the doctor's like, we could cure people. Like if we start inoculations like little by little, like we could actually make a difference here. And I think it was Wade brought up a good point that do they want to take that onto another planet?
Yeah. And then Maggie's like, don't worry, the doctor said it's fine.
Yeah, because he's had so much time to study
it's just a vaccine, right? it was rushed,
right?
But it'll be fine.
I'm like, what? And then they give it to Wade also.
Yeah,
I don't know that she had been bitten.
She didn't, but you know what? Precautionary.
Right. Yeah, but they didn't do it to Remy. They or Maggie. It was only Wade.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Why? So I don't know if they're like, you know what? You got attacked a lot, and just to be safe.
Yeah, just to be safe.
Just do this.
As the weakest one of the group.
Right. We need to, you know, make sure.
And so both Deborah and the doctor decide they're going to stay back to administer vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And then Q looks like right at Maggie. And he's like, I guess some people know a thing about loyalty. Just like dick move out of nowhere.
I'm like, he's still bitter about the fact that she was trying to hook up with him when she was married.
Probably.
So, yeah. Yep.
And then they slide off to the next episode.
Yep. So this was not my favorite. And like we talked about it a little bit earlier, but it was probably one of the weakest episodes I've seen.
Yeah.
I'm sounding like Maggie. It was weak.
I felt, yeah, I've sensed weakness in this episode. No, which is kind of a bummer because a zombie episode should be like a layup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But this did just feel like it went from beat to beat to beat. It didn't feel like there was anything there. And especially coming off of the Gimli death and the whole two-parter. And they name-dropped Rickman in the very beginning.
Yeah, because they said it's too bad none of these bodies are Rickman.
Yeah. So, like, coming off of what we wanted was chasing down Rickman to go to just kind of like a bottle zombie episode that doesn't really do anything or go anywhere. I think that's part of the reason it lands flat is, like, it felt like for the larger story, the gears started turning.
Yeah.
And they were just like, ah, hold on, zombie episode.
Right.
And you're like, ugh.
And weren't they tracking Rickman?
Yeah, he came to this planet.
Did he?
Yeah, he must have just left immediately.
Okay.
Probably when
they
didn't mention... He probably saw just like the general facade.
It's like,
this is zombie planet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not. But they didn't mention anything about tracking the wormhole.
No.
At all.
No.
So.
But they did the last episode, so I'm sure they can. But it, yeah, they were just kind of like, well, here we are for the next however many hours.
Yeah.
And, but yeah. Pretty lame.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Not my favorite. So what do you want to see for the next episode?
I want to see Drug Planet.
Drug Planet?
I want to see a planet where they land on it and everybody's like, hey, you can't even like function in this society unless you do hardcore drugs.
Okay.
Like not medicine drugs.
Yeah.
Recreational drugs.
Recreational drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see them like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Doing drugs.
Drugs.
And I want to see a cool like trip sequence, you know, like in movies when someone's like, oh no, I ate the wrong cookie. And all of a sudden they're riding on a rainbow with like a fucking VW bug or whatever. I want to see that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
I want all of a sudden to go into like an animated sequence where they're like, whoa, my hand is so big.
Oh, Cartoon Planet would be so cool. Ooh. That's going to be my answer.
Cartoon Planet?
Yeah. That would be awesome.
All right. I just want Drug Planet.
Yeah.
But Cartoon Planet side too.
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Anyways.
Yep.
Well, not the heftiest episode, but still just really fun to go over it with you.
To tear it apart. Yes. Always fun.
Also, fuck Maggie.
I know.
I really hope they could turn the corner with her. I don't know how they would, but.
Yeah.
That's my answer for next week.
Yeah.
When you, or next time we record. When you go, you're going to see next week. I want to see Maggie die.
I want to see Maggie unfuck herself.
Yes.
It's not even just I want to see her die. I want to see her unfuck herself and become
a better person.
Yeah. A gooder member of the team. I was going to say a better member of the team, a good member of the team. And just not be like that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So she's just really, really, really irritates me. I don't like her.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I'm all for strong women.
Yeah.
But I think that women... People in general, not just women. I think people who act like that are actually not strong.
Speaking of strong women.
Yeah.
I saw the Marvels.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I want to.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Multiverse stuff too.
Yeah. Awesome.
I like it. Anyways.
I think me and Daryl might try and see it this weekend.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what you thought about
it.
But for Joe.
And Ashley.
This has been fun and we will.
Catch you on the flip slide.
Bye.
Bye.
Our love story could be kinda gory, far from boring. We'd meet at a post apocalypse. Yeah, I'd be slowly walking in a group stalking you. You'd be the only man alive that I could not resist. Then all of your friends, they'd try to kill us, but only because they'd be jealous that our love is deeper than Edward and Bella's. Oh, if I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, yeah, I don't want your heart, I just want your heart, yeah. Oh, if I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, yeah, I don't want your heart, I just want your heart, cause I want you. You'd be hiding in a second floor apartment, knocking all the stairs down to save your life. from the undead. Double barrel shotgun, taking out the slow ones. Then you'd see the passion burning in my eye, and I'd keep my head. Then all of your friends.